Need a reason to smile? Comfort Dental has you covered with new patient exams, including x-rays, for just $19. That's right, only $19 to get started on a healthier, brighter smile. With convenient locations, flexible hours, including evenings and Saturdays, and a team that truly cares, Comfort Dental makes dental care easy and affordable. No gimmicks, no stress, just quality care when you need it. Get comfortable with Comfort Dental. Call or visit ComfortDental.com today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Thousands of new homes are planned for North Dublin, and one particular area is Dunsink, a location many Dubliners will know as formerly being home to the capital's largest dump. What's being described as a major new urban quarter has raised some concerns among travellers who've lived in the area for many years. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been meeting with those who support the development and also those who have some reservations.
The initial phases of development we expect to be at least 2,500 units, and then the plan itself will outline further development and how we will develop a new town in this area.
Roisin Burke is the Director of Services for Planning and Development at Fingal County Council. Under the Fingal Development Plan, there's an aim to build over 29,000 homes. The council has recently proposed rezoning 11 different areas in response to the Minister for Housing's instructions for local authorities to reopen their development plans and rezone more land. In Dunsink, an area sandwiched between Finglas and Blanchardstown, not too far from the Phoenix Park, there are plans to speed up a new town.
What we're doing here is releasing it from its long-term designation. In the current development plan, Dunsink is seen as an area for future housing growth, and we're bringing that forward so that can happen in the much shorter term. It's not going to be, you know, a development of housing mainly. It's going to be a new town and have everything that comes with that in relation to schools, community facilities, employment opportunity, green spaces, pitches, and everything else that comes with that. So the detailed plan will include all of that. And as I said, it'll be published in the coming months.
More housing is, of course, largely welcomed. However, in this particular area, there have been travellers living here for over 50 years. So a new development of this scale has caused some worry about their future homes. Senator Eileen Flynn became the first traveller to be appointed to the Shannon and is calling for more inclusion with her community going forward.
My main concern is that this is local authorities leaving out the traveller community. You know, travellers has been there going back as long as the 1970s. I find local authorities up and down the country doing what's happening out in the north side, and really what they're trying to do is make our community be fake settled people, and that is not going to happen. That part of Finglas is a big traveller population, and also obviously traveller culture and traditions as well. So what I'm seeing right now is local authorities looking like they're taking from our community to give to another community, and I think that's really wrong. It's going to store up a lot of conflict at a local level.
Fingal County Council says the consultation process is ongoing, and we will hear more from the local authority on this shortly. But while I was in the area of Dunsink, I visited a site that has been added to Ireland's World Heritage List in a bid to become a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The Dunsink Observatory has been in operation since 1785, so many, many changes have taken place in its surroundings. Professor Peter Gallagher is the director of the observatory, and he welcomes the planned development as long as the construction does not affect the abilities of the observatory.
Well, the observatory was built in 1785 by Trinity, and it was built on a hill remote from Dublin. And the idea was that it would be away from the bright city lights. It was also on the canal, so it was well connected. So even back in 1785, they were thinking about it's dark out there and it's easy to get to. And that's one of the reasons why there's going to be development in this area. And we really welcome that development. In terms of the developments in the area, there are plenty of green fields around here, but this is a very important important astronomical observatory historically. And in order to preserve the observatory and the workings of the observatory, we need to be able to see the night sky. And so the housing that's built, though, in the area, it's really important that it's sensitive to the working observatory, because it is a working observatory. And so we would hope that there isn't too much light pollution introduced by that. And that's quite straightforward, you know. That would make this area quite unique. It would kind of be an astronomical neighbourhood with the observatory at the centre of it.
So when it comes to the functioning of the observatory, I suppose it's key and it's central that the construction phase is all done in a very mindful way of your role. So are you happy or satisfied with the level of consultation and engagement from Fingal County Council?
Yeah, I mean, we've a very good working relationship with Fingal County Council. I mean, even when the county development plan was published last year, we had a lot of inputs into that, and that the county development plan includes access, so that's the Hamilton Greenway, getting that built. It also includes protection of the night sky around the observatory, so that's already in the county development plan, and also just the kind of setting of the observatory, so that's already set in there. But there is going to be a local area plan that's released in spring, and there's a consultation period open at the moment, and we are already liaising with Fingal County Council, ensuring that the observatory's function is protected for many generations to come, because it is a unique culture and scientific asset for the area, in fact for Ireland, that's really important to protect. If we damage that in any way, we lose part of our scientific heritage. That's something we don't want to do. That's something we want to avoid. I think if it's done properly, we can all win on this.
The Fingal area spreads as far north as Balbriggan, back into Castleknock and stretching out to Howth, covering both urban and rural areas. So there's a demand for a variety of housing options. The Dunsink site would be in Fine Gael councillor Ted Leddy's constituency, and he's put forward a motion seeking to have Dunsink renamed. Councillor Leddy says it is in need of a rebranding, as many people associate the area with the former dump.
Well, I'm very supportive of developing Dunsink and doing it as quickly as possible. I'm very, very pleased that Fingal have decided to redesignate it as an LAP instead of a long-term strategic reserve, because we need it developed as soon as possible. It's a great bit of land. If you look at it here, actually, Josh, you can see there on the map inside the M50, it's the last kind of piece of undeveloped land in all of Dublin. So it's huge. It's 1,000 acres. You know, it's potential to put 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 homes on it. We don't know yet until we see the details of the LAP, but it could make a really serious impact on our housing shortage out here and house many thousands of people.
And on the details, as a local public representative, what would be parts of a plan that you would view as essential or crucial for this development to proceed?
Well, a local area plan is significant because it requires community infrastructure. So obviously it'll be housing. We'll obviously need additional schools, all sorts of community services. But that's what an LAP guarantees. It's not developer-led planning. We're not ramming through housing. We're building a future town, as I said, one that will house tens of thousands of people.
The travelling community living in the area have said that a large development could impact their own housing or their own way of life. What could be done here to make this more of an inclusive development going forward, or a more attractive option for everyone?
I know there are a number of traveller sites on or nearby Dunsink. While again, I haven't seen the local area plan, I suspect there probably will be some provision for traveller-specific accommodation. But, you know, it will be a site that has a public, private and affordable housing. It will be a little bit of everything, and it's big enough for that.
Public consultation for the redesignation of the lands in Dunsink and other proposed areas of rezoning in the Fingal area is open until the 29th of January. Senator Eileen Flynn says she'll be contacting the Minister of State for Local Government and Planning, outlining what she feels is an exclusion of the traveller community from the plans.
I am going to write a letter to John Cummins to stress my concerns for members of our community in the north side of Dublin.
There's no denying that there's a shortage of housing. We're in the middle of a housing crisis. So how do you find a balance there, that this land is so close to Dublin city that people would say it's the ideal location for more housing?
It's not about just building houses. It's about building appropriate homes for people, you know, and I think that's really important. If we're going to build houses, we also need to build and invest in communities. You know, again, for me, what I'm seeing right now is that they're sending out information that's really putting the fear of God into vulnerable communities, thinking, where are we going to go? We've been here for decades, you know. And again, I want to be really clear, build houses, include communities. And of course, it's a great location, but they can do it while including traveller accommodation.
Due to the sheer volume of waste disposed at the former landfill site, there have been concerns raised in the past about the possible environmental impact development could have on the area. But Director of Services for Planning and Development at Fingal County Council, Roisin Burke, says there are exciting plans for this section of land.
So the disused landfill now is separate from the land that will be developed for housing, and that is being maintained and monitored at present with no issues. We expect the disused landfill to form part of a public space for the area. It's going to include a recreational hub. It will include open spaces, pitches, walks, and lots of facilities for the existing residents and the future residents of Dunsink. And we don't foresee any issues providing the open space at the disused landfill and then providing housing nearby.
Recently, the travelling community who live in the area, some have said they feel there's been maybe a lack of consultation over the plans, and is there a possibility they could be displaced in the future? What would you say to that, or have your response there?
I would say we are at stage one, so there is consultation ongoing at the moment in relation to the releasing of Dunsink from its long-term designation. And as I explained, we are in the process of preparing a detailed plan for Dunsink, and we'll be engaging with all stakeholders in the area, including the Travellers Association as well. So they're one of a number of stakeholders, and we'll be working with everyone now going forward as we draft this detailed plan.
Roisin Burke from Fingal County Council, ending that report from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.